Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has yet to decide whether he'll run for a third term next year, but the race for governor changed over the holiday weekend. Fellow Republican and former state representative Jeff Deal announced he is running in 2022. That means if Baker does run, he would face a challenge in the Republican primary. Joining us for a look at this potential matchup is WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So is it a surprise that Deal is getting into this race?
No, there have been rumblings about this for some time. While Charlie Baker remains a popular governor, he's not well liked by the hardcore conservatives who control the state Republican Party. They're disappointed that Baker never supported Donald Trump, and they think Baker is too liberal on some issues. By contrast, Deal is a Trump supporter, beloved by many conservatives in the state, so many Republicans have been hoping that he would challenge Baker for quite a while.
And has Baker given any indication whether he'll even run for re-election?
He hasn't. Baker's standard response is that he's focused on navigating the state out of the pandemic, and he plans to talk with his family to make a final decision. Still one sign that he might be planning to run again is that his fundraising is starting to tick up. He brought in almost $91,000 in the month of June. That's almost 27 times more than his fundraising total for the month of May.
Let's get back to Jeff Deal. What do we know about him?
Yeah, he's 52 years old. He lives in Whitman and works as an executive for an online auto parts business. He also has some experience in state politics. He served 4 terms in the Massachusetts House of Representatives. He lost a special election for state Senate in 2015, and he got routed when he ran for the U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren in 2018. He only got 36% of the vote.
And so what's Deal's pitch to become governor?
Yeah, he's framing himself as an anti-tax and small business candidate. Deal helped repeal a law that would have automatically adjusted the state's gasoline tax for inflation. He was the public face of a successful ballot referendum back in 2014 to do that. He also touts himself as a candidate for small business owners. He and his wife own a dance studio in Hanson. Deal has also accused Baker of going too far to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Here's what Deal had to say about that in his campaign announcement video.
The pandemic response of a total shutdown of the economy, followed by arbitrary federal, state, and local regulations, only made it harder for the small businesses to stay alive, especially the restaurant and hospitality industries.
So you can expect Deal to go after Baker for his support of the Transportation Climate Initiative, or TCI, as well. That was supposed to be a multi-state pact that would limit carbon emissions from transportation. Very few states have joined in, but I expect Deal will continue to be critical of Baker about that.
And if Charlie Baker does run, does he have to worry about this challenge, Steve?
He needs to take this challenge seriously, without a doubt. The polls show that Baker is one of the most popular governors in the country. That is largely because of his support from independents and moderate Democrats. Now, by contrast, the people who vote in Republican primaries tend to be much more conservative. So if Baker decides to run again, he's going to have to convince enough independent voters to pull a Republican ballot to put him over the top.
Okay. Should be an interesting campaign coming up. WBUR Steve Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.